Welcome to episode 141 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. When, at the age of around 12 or 13, I first entertained the idea of a career in photography, I was told that if I was serious about it, I'd have to learn to work in all conditions. Now, this is certainly very true, and never more so than when working within the outdoors industry. I recently headed out to one of my local woodlands in pouring rain and blustery winds, all set to put some recently received kit through its paces. Whilst there, I recorded some behind-the-scenes video, along with the audio you're about to hear. As you can tell, I was absolutely in my element, proof that with the right kit, there's no reason why you can't make the most of the outdoors in less than favourable conditions. So then, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 141. It's just about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the noise that you can hear in the background, either this, or the what could be traffic, or what could be a breeze, no, it's actually very strong wind, which just as I'm speaking has now died down. The wind has died down and the rain is getting heavier. You can probably hear that. So the question is, where am I? And more importantly, why am I here? Well, I am in one of my local woodlands, and as I sit here, I'm just going to pull... All will be revealed in a moment, but I've just got to just tidy myself up and just shuffle around a little bit. There we go. So, I'm in one of my local woodlands, and I'm doing a bit of testing. Now, if ever there was dedication to the cause, it surely has to be leaving the comfort of your office or your home and heading out into less than favourable conditions in order to test something out. And that's what I'm doing. I'm sat here under a tarp, or a tarpaulin, as one would normally give it its full name. I apologise for any breeze that's kicking in around the microphone here. Hopefully I'm doing a good enough job just sheltering it. So I am set underneath an all-weather tarp. It's the Ultimate Survival Technologies Base All-Weather Tarp. BASE stands for Basic Adventure Survival Essentials. And this is a little tarp kit that I've been sent to have a look at. And it includes the tarp itself, guy lines, and 6 pegs or stakes. Now, have I got the finer details here? It's essentially the expanded dimensions are 8 foot long by 6 foot wide or thereabouts. Now, my usual tarp that I use is a green one. You've probably seen in pictures. That is, I think, around about 9 by 7 feet or something. But because this tarp is in a sort of a diamond configuration, it really doesn't give the same coverage at all. I'm just about keeping dry under here. I've got all my wet weather gear on, of course. But, you know, this is the nature of it. I hadn't even taken this out of the out of its packet before I headed off earlier today. And before you say, isn't that a bit risking it? No, because in my bag I also have my my tarp kit, which I know works, and it works very well. So if all went wrong, then I know that I'm covered. So here I am. Next to me here I have a rucksack, and in that I won't... well, there's no point sort of delving into there now, because obviously you can't see it and what have you. But in there is some extra clothing. There is, as I say, there's my flask with tea, and I've got some soup today. Excuse me. I brought along a camera, of course. Not that I'm really keen to take that out in the rain at the moment. That's my Nikon D800 with a 24-70 f2.8 lens. As I say, this weather's really set in now, and I think it's here for the rest of the day. It's bang on target for what the forecasters said. They said at 12 o'clock it was going to start, and I set off in my car at 12:15. So there we go, no surprises. So in that little pouch which comes with the bag, it's the Lowepro Rover Pro 45 litre AW, by the way. The little pouch that you've seen me using before, it's a zip-up thing. It comes with two of these for your camera gear. In that is my camera and lens. There's some note paper, a couple of pens, a bit of cord, a little smaller pouch which is designed for little accessories and bits and bobs. In that I keep my audio recorder, some spare batteries, tie-clip microphone, which I won't be using today, and also a little sort of point-and-shoot video recorder. It's the Kodak ZX5, which is getting on a bit now, but I still like it. In these conditions, it's absolutely perfect because it's waterproof, water-resistant, shock-resistant. You can chuck it on the ground, get dust and dirt over it, and it's absolutely fine. Now, I have brought that today because I've actually done a little video, and that will in the fullness of time be going up on the YouTube channel, and of course it'll be up on the Active Photographer website itself. Cool, that wind's really starting to pick up now, and hopefully what I'll do is make it into a bit of a time lapse. There's some real time recording, and I do apologise for this wind kicking around here. Hopefully it's not too bad for you with the interference. So yes, I made the video. I'm going to speed up part of it, so it's a time lapse of me setting up the tarp. That's the plan. I haven't seen the footage yet. But you know what? I'm actually quite happy with how I'm set up. It's a little bit drafty. I couldn't, because of the head height that I needed to have, I couldn't set this up too high because the wind would have just blown the wind all over the place and the rain underneath. So what I've got in this setup is the tarp itself. It's bright orange and sort of silver on the underside. Like I say, it's a reflective silver. It's a a survival shelter. So, you know, if you did get caught out, you can hunker down for, you know, the waiting for someone to come and rescue you or overnight or what have you. I've got two walking poles with me. They are the Litchfield Deluxe poles, which I generally don't use for anything other than with a tarp. They were sent to me also for a review, and you can check that out, and I'll put it in the show notes. Those are strung up at the sort of the shorter ends, with the longer ends obviously 90 degrees to that. I will, of course, I've already taken a couple of snaps just on my phone, actually, of the setup. So that will be in the main picture. It'll either be me with that in the background, or it'll be that itself in the picture that accompanies this edition. But that's that's that setup. The other things in my bag, I talked about extra clothing, my extra tarp. I've got a tripod, of course. I've brought the Gitzo Series 2 Traveller. It's carbon fibre sort of thing. The plan was to use that mainly with my D800 for if I wanted to get nice, such as it is, nice shots. So what I did, just because of the weather, I left the quick release plate attached to the camera. Now, I thought, oh, okay, I'm going to do the time lapse and the setup. Almost sort of forgetting, really, reminding myself that quick release plate was going to be needed on the bottom of my video camera. So what I did, I've also brought along some other things that I'm trialing, which are called gear ties, and they are made by a company called Night Eyes. And there'll be links in the show notes, don't worry if you didn't catch that. And they're basically like, you know, you get sort of, what am I trying to say? You know when you buy an electrical appliance, the cable is gathered up and there's like a plastic tie around it to keep it tidy. It's like that, but like a rubber outer with the metal inside. And because the video recorder is pretty small and compact, I set up the tripod to the height I needed. I extended the centre column just enough, and I attached the video recorder to that just by winding this gear tie around, and it held, from what I can tell, because I haven't checked the footage, from what I gather, it's held absolutely fine, and not a bad first outing in the rain, given that it was completely wet and obviously didn't slip and in the breeze. But that's basically it. I'm actually sat on a ground sheet, which just keeps the dirt off stuff that's on here. Now, the rain is where I'm absolutely soaked on the outside. The rain is obviously on all my waterproof clothing, so everything's going to have to dry out. But, you know, I've been waiting ages to get out here. It's taken me a few weeks. I've been so busy with other things. And if you follow my activities on Facebook and Twitter, you, of course, will know this. Excuse me. I have to be careful when I cough, actually, because as I'm sat here, I'm sat not absolutely bolt upright, but I'm not sort of, you know, hunkering over. But I've got probably only about an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches between the top of my head and the tarp. I've got it pointing in the direction of the wind, or at least I did. The wind's just changed direction. And, you know, it's doing an okay job, I would say, at the moment. I'll be glad to get that soup inside me, because I haven't had my lunch yet. But I thought I'd just do a sort of a quick little behind the scenes of this little trip out. I must be mad, a lot of people would say, but, you know, I always say about the review work that it's real-world scenarios. The kit that I test is stuff that I would use. If you've never set up a tent or a tarp in the rain and the wind, that's always good fun. So that was a good first outing for this. I would be inclined just to fold it up and bung it into... It comes with a small pouch, which is absolutely fine. Just looking at it, I've got it here. It would be absolutely fine when the thing's dry and you can really compress it down and what have you. But I think what I'm going to do is I've got some, as you would imagine with me, I've got some dry bags, some roll top dry bags with me. One of which contains all the wet stuff that is like my tea and the soup. So I'm going to just chuck all the wet tarp and everything into there, and that'll be absolutely fine to take back and dry out overnight. There's really not a lot more to add, because it's just a quick little outing today. If I was, you know, if the weather was nice, I would probably talk you through a shot that I'm taking of the tarp and me and this, that and the other, but I don't really think there's the opportunity for that today. You can probably tell. I'm going to just unshade the microphone for a second, see if it's any worse. I don't know if you picked up on that, but it's, you know, it's blowing a bit and it's not particularly warm today. I've got all my layering system on. I've got a merino wool base layer and then a fleece coat, and then on top of that I have got my Paramo Velez adventure smock, and I'll link to my test of that as well, which was some time ago now. Interestingly enough, I've just noticed this is the first time that this jacket, I can feel that my elbow's a little bit damp, and this is the first time in a good couple of years that it's done that. So I was thinking it's probably been, I've been a bit lax actually, it's probably been about a year since I reproofed it, so I must get on and do that. That might be a job for this afternoon. But there we go. I'm going to sit and have my... I should just point out, I'm lovely and warm and dry elsewhere. It's just where I've been putting pressure on my elbow. I think it's just seeped through a little bit. Anyway, there we go. I'm going to have my soup, have my cup of tea, and the light is starting to go again. I thought it was getting a bit brighter. I do have in my pouch here, I do have a torch, just in case, a little head torch, just in case I did get caught out and I needed to go back as the light was fading. I've also got, probably about 10 feet away from me, I've made a big arrow with sticks on the ground, just to remind me, because if you were to spin me around 10 times, and then say, right, which direction did you come in through, into this area of the wood, It would take a while because there are no really standout features really, so that just gives me my bearings. But there we go, like I say, that wind's getting up, I'm starting to feel like I really need a hot drink, so I'm going to leave it there. If you've got any questions, of course, about this, do ask. The video will be out in the fullness of time, and what I'll do is, once that is done, I'll come back into the show notes for this episode, and I'll update them so that there's a link to the video, or the article that the video appears on. So there we go, from a rather soggy and windy woodland down here on the south coast, I'm going to leave it there. It's still early days for my testing of the UST base tarp, but already, as a piece of survival kit that just might come to your rescue, I can see that it certainly has its uses. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.